10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I am your host, Patrick Sansone. Happy to be here for another hour of music from the 1960s and the 1970s, all tracks that feature some orchestral embellishment in the arrangements. We're going to be getting into some rock music, some pop, some folk, some soul, and combinations of all those things. Let's get started with a band from Memphis, a song from their third album called Sister Lovers, sometimes referred to as Big Star's Third. This is Big Star with Stroke at Noel here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Hey, child, will you come on down and come on in with me? Morning says to idle on, stay clear of the street. Oh, on the wing and on them, can you sing to anything? And do you want to dance?
Listen to the music and you like to sing along.
You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin, but he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
Like.
so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my love in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. And I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? Cause we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of the truth, withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, cause my love's in their hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you.
That's Leon Russell from his first solo album, which was released in 1970, which was called Leon Russell. And the track that we just heard is called A Song for You. Leon Russell, very acclaimed singer, songwriter, producer, and arranger, had been working in L.A. In the 1960s as part of the Wrecking Crew scene, the group of studio musicians that kind of dominated the session world in L.A. in the 1960s. Leon was a part of that, originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and amazing piano player, regarded for his piano playing. But on this track, he is also playing the tenor horn. The beautiful horn lines that you hear underneath the track are played by Leon himself. I always thought that was the flugelhorn or maybe French horn, but as it turns out, it is an instrument known as the tenor horn, according to Wikipedia, a brass instrument in the sax horn family that is usually pitched in E flat, and it is played by Leon Russell, who played horn in the marching band when he was growing up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This song, A Song for You, is a song that has been covered many, many times, and a song that Elton John, who was very much influenced by Leon Russell, as a true American classic. And I highly recommend the version by Donny Hathaway on the Donny Hathaway Live album. We started the set with Memphis's own Big Star with the song Stroke It Noel from Sister Lovers' Big Star's Third, which was released in 1978 but recorded around 1974 in Midtown Memphis at Ardent Studios, written and sung by Alex Chilton, and a track produced by Jim Dickinson. The title of the song refers to one of the musicians who was playing on the session. The string arrangement was done by Carl Marsh, and on this particular song, the Noel of the title is violinist Noel Gilbert from the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, who's playing on the session. And at some point during the recording, Alex Chilton gave an off-the-cuff ad-lib saying, "Stroke it, Noel." And this inspired him to scrap his original lyrics for the song and retitle the song and write new lyrics. After Big Star, we heard Bread from 1972 and the album called Guitar Man. And we heard the song Guitar Man. Song written and sung by David Gates, with a wah-wah guitar solo by musician Larry Nechtel, who also did a lot of session work and is playing the piano on the worldwide hit Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Simon and Garfunkel. After Bread, it was a band called Ithaca with a song called Dreams, Story of Our Time. Ithaca was a British project consisting of the partnership of the musicians Peter Howell and John Ferdinando, who had several projects starting in the late 60s and going into the mid 70s, and were somehow affiliated with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop as well, did a lot of experimental music, and the two of them also wrote a musical version of Lewis Carroll's Alice Through the Looking Glass. But this project, Ithaca, was more of a folk rock, pop song-oriented project and featured the vocals of singer Lee Menelaus. They only made this one album. They had made an album previously under the name Agincourt. There aren't many copies of these albums. They were privately pressed, so there were only about 500 copies pressed of the Agincourt album and the Ithaca album. So they're pretty rare. John Ferdinando later went on to be involved with the music and sound for the BBC program Doctor Who. And after Ithaca, we ended that set with Leon Russell and A Song for You. Let's get going here with our next set. We're going to start this one off with an artist named Bergen White, based in Nashville in 1970. This is the Bird Song here on the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you.
sun lies in a field. Someone has killed some other son today. Head blown up by some soldier's gun. While all the mothers stand and wait. Some mother's son ain't coming home today. Some mother's son ain't got no grave. Two soldiers fighting in a trench. Soldier glances up to see the sun and dreams of games he played when he was young. And then his friend calls out his name. It stops his dreams, and as he turns his head, a second later the sun lies in a field. Back home they put his picture in the frame. But all dead soldiers look the same. While all the parents stand and wait to meet their children.
Love comes in many ways. We can wrap about the situation.
That was a track called Little Children from the artist J.K. and Company and the album Suddenly One Summer, which came out in 1968. This album is the work of the then 15-year-old writer and singer J.K., who was from Las Vegas and relocated to Vancouver to make this record with producer Robin Spurgeon and arranger Robert Buckley, who was also in his teens at the time. An incredible work for such a young artist, with the orchestral touches and the bits of sound collage. A very rare record. It was released on a very small label and had very limited release in 1968, but over the years became a big collector's item for enthusiasts of 60s psychedelia. We started the set with Bergen White and the Bird Song from his album For Women Only from 1970. Recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, Bergen White was a in-demand session musician and background vocalist and arranger in the Nashville scene in the late 60s, working with Elvis, Ronnie Millsap, George Jones, many others. But this was his first and I believe only solo record that he made in 1970. And it has a very interesting vibe in that it has more of a Harry Nilsson or Brian Wilson sound than what was typically coming out of Nashville at the time. After Bergen White, we heard the Kinks with Some Mother's Son from the album Arthur or the Decline and Fall of the British Empire, which came out in 1969. That was followed by the Silvers with That's What Love Is Made Of from the album Something Special from 1976. Produced by producer and arranger Frederick Perrin, who also produced and arranged I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. The Silvers were a family band, not unlike the Jacksons. And producer Freddie Perrin had also produced and arranged the Jackson 5's ABC. But this album, which came out in 1976, was their second album for the Capitol Records label. Foster Silvers, the lead singer on this track, would have been 15 years old at the time and had already released a solo album a few years prior when he was 12. And that was followed by J.K. and Company with Little Children from Suddenly One Summer. You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace, and we are going to take a short break and be back with more music after this. Welcome back to the Baroque Down Palace. Let's continue here with some more music. This is Frank Sinatra from 1970, a song called The Train, here on the Baroque Down Palace.
And now the sun has broken through. It looks like it will stay. Just can't have you coming home on such a rainy day. The train is leaving Ellensville, unless my watch is fast. The kids are coming home from school, must be quarter past. So many changes since you've been away, and there's so many things to say. This time around you'll want to stay, 'cause I've had so many nights to find the way. Even bought that summer cottage yesterday. Pretty soon I'll be close to you, and it will be so good. We'll talk about the part of you I never understood. And I will take good care of you and never let you cry. We will look so much in love to people passing by. So many changes since you've been away, and there's so many things to say. I wrote so many times and more, but the letters still are lying in my drawer. 'Cause the morning mail had left some time before. All the passengers for Allentown way closer to the track. It's hard for me to realize you're really coming back. The crossing gate is coming down, I think I see the train. The sun has gone and now my face is wet with heavy rain. The passengers for Allentown are gone. The train is slowly moving on. But I can't see you anyplace. And I know for sure I'd recognize your face. And I know for sure I'd recognize your face.
What is your name, sir? Come answer me. If you're not tired, come talk with me. If you've the time, please stay a while. Come join my orchestra. We make no music, we cannot sing. We have no voices, but truth we bring. Our thoughts are open to those who hear. Come join my orchestra. Some can hear in silent forests and sunlit sea. But you are old, sir, it's time to end. Come join my orchestra.
Consider
come running back to me. You've been
kept October's crumbling leaves, the ashes of their dew. And I've hid among the yesterdays of a love I knew. That is to say, through, reminding me that yesterday was of a love I knew. The early sun brings to my waking thoughts the you it must forget. So I ignore the light of morning and wait for the sun to set. To be that once were once before belong to my what could have been that isn't anymore.
And through the traffic lights, on up past the station, and round the building side. I'll race you to the school gates, we'll race around the hall. We'll stop beside the toilet and finish by the wall. We'll race through all our lessons and all our exams too, trying very hard each other to outdo. You in my mini car with its shade, that's all the rage. I won the race to get the car when I won the highest wage. I'll race you for expensive clothes and all that's good in life. I'll race you for a husband, I'll race you for a wife. Sleeping and restless in your bed, I'll race you till you're aging. I'll race you till you're dead.
That was Christopher from 1970 in a song called The Race. Christopher was Christopher Neal. He put out this one and only single in 1970 under the name Christopher. He was involved in other things. He became a producer in the 1970s, producing Rod Stewart, Sheena Easton, Jerry Rafferty, and others. He also, in the 1970s, played Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar in the original London production of the musical, and was an actor in some British comedies. But this was his Baroque pop single from 1970 called The Race. We started the set with Frank Sinatra, a track from his album called Watertown, which came out in 1970 as well. And the song that we heard is called The Train. Watertown was a concept album that Frank Sinatra released in 1970 that was produced and co-written by Bob Gaudio, a member of the Four Seasons, who later went on to create the Jersey Boys musical, and also a singer and songwriter named Jake Holmes, who had released an album in the late 60s and is known for writing the original version of the song Dazed and Confused, which Led Zeppelin later appropriated. Frank Sinatra had made concept albums previously. It could be said that his In the Wee Small Hours from 1955 is a concept album, but this was a little different in that it was pre-written, and it was the first and only time that Sinatra ever recorded his vocals to a pre-recorded orchestral track. After Frank Sinatra, it was Al Jones with Come Join My Orchestra from 1969. After that, we heard Quiet Elegance, vocal group from Detroit, who came to Memphis to make some great singles for the High record label, and I assume recorded this with Willie Mitchell. It definitely has that sound. And this song that we heard called Have You Been Making Out Okay was written by Al Green, and it definitely has that Al Green sound. I believe Quiet Elegance sometimes were backing vocalists for Al Green as well. After Quiet Elegance, we heard T.S. Bonnewell with Temporary Knife from his album Close from 1969. T.S. Bonnewell was the lead singer of the garage psych band The Bonnewell Music Machine, who had a big hit with Talk Talk in the mid-60s. This was his orchestrated solo album from 1969. Which was produced and the orchestral arrangements done by the former guitar player for the British rock band The Animals, Vic Briggs. And after that, it was Christopher with The Race. That does it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It is my pleasure to bring you this music every week. And we are going to go out with a band from Boston called Aztec Two-Step, and this is their Highway Song here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Closing. The sun was falling. Her hand was waving me goodbye. My door held open. My shadow broke. Return to shore reply. Remember me to the highway side. The colored lights and the highway lights. Remember me to my friends so kind. Tell them fall. nearly gone.
Broke Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today. More information can be found at BarokeDownPalace.com.
WYXR Stereo Sessions closes this season with The Hot Dogs' Say What You Mean, a 1973 Ardent Records outlier that fused Beatlesque harmony with Memphis grit. Host Greg Cartwright and Pat Sansone welcome Hot Dogs member Greg Reddy. Enjoy a free cocktail reception beforehand, sponsored by Independent Bank. Show starts Tuesday, September 10th at 6 p.m. at the Memphis Listing Lab. Presented by Mempho, with season support from Memphis Listing Lab, Independent Bank, Crosstown Brewing Company, and Via Productions, and session support from the Hospitality Hub. More info at stereosessions.wyxr.org.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Friday, September 26th. From his New Orleans roots to stages around the world, Marcellus has performed as a jazz band leader, classical soloist, and composer for film and Broadway. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
WYXR is about celebrating Memphis every day. so you know we're not going to miss the opportunity to show up for our city on 901 Day. We're teaming with the City of Memphis, iHeartMedia, Memphis Grizzlies, and more for a full takeover of Beale Street, featuring live music, special guests, crafts, and more from the best the Bluff City has to offer. We'll see you in the city on Monday, September 1st from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stay tuned for lineup announcements and more details.
I should be happy or sad.